Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to my beautiful planet Earth. I want to welcome you to It's All About You, the radio program that is celebrating life, prosperity, and unlimited potential. And I'm your host, I'm Darian Marshall, and I'm so excited to be back with you. I took a little break over the summer. I think I had one or two shows throughout the summer, but I need a little rest, and I had to go into the hospital for a couple of days. Most of you know I have a kidney and pancreas transplant. And although it's working fine, it's been about 13 years so far, I got a little cold. I don't know if I was around someone with a cold or whatever, but whenever I get a cold because of the medications that I take to lower my immune system to protect the organ, sometimes it can become very deadly and they had to rush me to the hospital. But, you know, they patched me up and I'm doing fine again. I'm back into the swing. I want to thank you all for supporting me by purchasing my book. My new book came out a couple of months ago, and it's called Today You Forgive Me, What About Tomorrow? Living the Fabulous Life Through Forgiveness. And you guys have been wonderful. I've gotten your emails and your phone calls thanking me for the information. I am so honored and so blessed to be able to have the opportunity to share that kind of information with people, because, you know, someone asked me, well, what made you write a book about forgiveness? I think the truth is I wrote it for myself and then eventually shared it with you guys because I thought I was the biggest forgiving person on the planet, but then I ran into some people some time ago and I realized I was still holding a grudge. Matter of fact, all I kept thinking was, I hope something falls on her head. You know, it was just really crazy. So I realized that I have to work on forgiveness for myself. And I just really hope you get all that you can get out of the book, because it's a fun book, it's lighthearted, and it's very easy to read. I just want to thank you. Today, my guest is Linda Ann Kahn. And she is a person who's going to help us talk about something that is called lipedema and lymphedema. When I first heard these names, I got a little nervous because I couldn't figure out what it was. In fact, it scared me. And then when I did some of the research on it, I realized, man, I would really like to talk more about this, especially with someone who has experienced it. So we're going to get right into the show. We only have about 30 minutes, and I don't want to yickety-yack. I want to get right into everything. Welcome to the show, Linda. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. It's an absolute pleasure to be here with you today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And as I mentioned earlier, we're going to talk about something called lymphedema and lipedema. And before I do that, I wanted you to, could you tell me a little bit about yourself and who you are? I know you grew up in South Africa, but then you noticed something strange happening with your body. Can you tell me about that?
Absolutely. So as I became a teenager and then into my early 20s, my legs were really large and they would ache. And I would try and lose weight, and nothing would happen. And the legs just got larger and larger. My waist was tiny. My stomach was small. And it was really terrible. And I was in and out of dieting and trying to do something, and nothing would budge. What I didn't know was that I had a condition called lipedema.
Mm. So you were saying, so your legs were heavy.
My legs were very, very heavy.
But nothing else grew with your legs, so everything else was small?
Mm-hmm. My waist was small, my arms were small, my tummy was flat, and at certain times of the month, my legs would ache, really, really ache, and nothing I would do would help. I would overexercise, I would starve, I would diet, I would do whatever, and just didn't budge.
Wow. So, Linda, what exactly is lymphedema? Is that what you have, lymphedema?
So I have lipedema, and I actually, it's so interesting that I was attracted to this field, not knowing that I had a lymphatic condition, because I was in early stages, and when I was in Austria studying to become a lymphedema therapist, I was diagnosed by my professor that I had lipedema. So lymphedema and lipedema are different. Lymphedema results when the lymphatic system is overloaded or damaged or defective, which can be from a genetic standpoint, or it can be after cancer, after breast cancer surgery, when an arm will swell after there's been lymph node removed or radiation. Also, if a person has problems with their veins on the lower leg, venous insufficiency, lymphedema can emerge. Lipedema is different. It is actually a fat disorder, but the lymphatic system is also involved. And there is a differential diagnosis between the two. And lipedema, in initial stages, the upper body is really small and the lower body gets really, really large. And as it shifts from stage one to stage two, the rest of the body becomes involved.
So what is lymph? I guess that's the first, the L-Y-M-P-H.
Right.
How does that move through the body?
So lymph is a fluid that runs parallel, your lymphatic system runs parallel with the bloodstream. And the lymph is really responsible for removing toxic wastes from the connective tissue, but also bringing fresh fluids and fresh life into the tissue. So it's a colorless fluid that is all over the body. And it's really likened unto the trash collectors of the body. If your lymphatic system doesn't function properly, then your body would be full of wastes.
Oh, I see.
And it's also responsible for movement of fluids in the body. If your lymphatic system wasn't functioning or you didn't have one, you would look like the Michelin man.
No kidding. Oh, my goodness. I just got the image in my head. My goodness. Now, does this have anything to do with kidneys at all? When you said the swelling, I guess.
No, actually, when patients come in to see us, we need to do a differential diagnosis. We want to know, is it kidneys, is it thyroid, is it a metabolic problem, is it the heart? So we have to rule all of that out. Is it a venous problem? We have to rule all of that out. And then if it's lipedema, it's usually both legs and very often in really 70% of cases the arms as well. And what's bad about it is that the patient can get larger and larger and larger and eventually land up in a wheelchair. And so my goal is to help people never get beyond stage one and help them with their diet. And I'm so proud because I co-authored a book called Lymphedema and Lipedema Nutrition Guide, along with some other wonderful practitioners and physicians. And in that book, we detail exactly what lymphedema is, what lipedema is, and how to eat an anti-inflammatory diet to help with this problem, to help alleviate it and reduce the swelling. And also we have minerals and foods and vitamins and supplements to help with the lymphatic system.
So what are the signs that a person – now, is this more common in women or in men, or it doesn't matter?
Well, it's interesting you say that because with lipedema, it is primarily women, and it is a genetic condition. Lymphedema can be genetic but can also be because of surgery or because of injury.
Oh, I see. Okay, can this be passed down to a child from the mother?
With lipedema, it can be. Absolutely, it is genetic. And with primary lymphedema, which is the genetic form of lymphedema, yes, it can be. It can be.
So when a person, just going throughout her day, when should she be concerned? Is it just whether it's not, it's just regular swelling, or is it something that she really needs to get to a doctor?
Well, no. If it is lymphedema, if a person has had cancer surgery or surgery where lymph nodes have been removed or there's been radiation and their swelling starts, they should actually get to a physician and then to a lymphedema therapist, because when you catch it in early stages, we can definitely do treatment to prevent it from becoming more, you know, larger. So the initial stages would be swelling. And it could be swelling in the legs, it could be the arms, depending on where the surgery has been. But in the case of lipedema, nobody really knows what it is. And the patients will often tell me, oh, well, you know, everyone in my family looks like this. We all have big legs, so I just thought that's how we are in my family.
Oh, I see.
And then people just get worse and worse and worse. And it can be a problem with lymphedema. There can be infection, and that is very serious.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you mentioned pain.
Yes.
Is it like when you're moving, or is it one of those nagging, continuous pains?
Lymphedema is called Rett syndrome. And so, yes, it can be very painful. Some of my patients are in pain most of the time, like a dull, aching pain. Many patients, just as you press very hard on the lower leg, there will be pain that will come from that. So it is called painful fat syndrome.
Oh, painful fat syndrome?
Yes, that is the lymphedema. But the good news is that there is treatment for it, and especially if it's in the early stages. I was stage one, and I never progressed.
Good.
Our goal is to help our patients with the treatment called manual lymph drainage, and also support with nutrition. That in our book, Lymphedema and Lipedema Nutrition Guide, we describe what to do and give what to look for, a lot of support, shopping choices, because some of the foods that you eat will create inflammation, and this is an inflammatory process.
Mm-hmm.
And if you eat foods like sugar or flour, you're going to really increase inflammation and contribute to this condition.
Good. Okay. I'm looking at my notes here about the different nutrition that you provide to help with that. Does this help control it or cure it, or what could we expect if we follow?
If you follow an anti-inflammatory diet, and I'm really, really strict, that's my way of life. We do not call this a diet.
Mm-hmm.
We call it a way of life. Mm-hmm. And if you continue with this way of life, it can improve. And definitely will not get worse. If somebody is already in stage 3 lipedema, that takes a little bit longer, to work with, because I often have obesity fat in addition to lipedema fat.
Oh, man. Now, this can actually, I think I mentioned this earlier, this can actually kill a person, this condition?
Lipedema cannot, however, the comorbidities that can arise from that can be very dangerous. So if somebody just gets larger and larger and more obese, there can be metabolic disturbances, there can be diabetes, and then there can be, pressure on the heart, and then eventually actually pressure on the kidneys as well. So if you just leave it, and I have seen people who have just been, been completely neglected because they did not know what was going on, and neither did their physicians. That can be dangerous. With lymphedema, the danger can be infection, and the infection can go to the heart.
Oh, I see. Now, of course, a lot of people probably had this question in their minds. There are a lot of nutrition books out there, of course, we know that.
Yes.
How is this book different from all the other books on nutrition?
Well, because this book, we have our authors are very, very experienced in lymphedema, every single one of them, and nutrition, 3 nutritionists, 3 lymphedema specialists. And so we have come with this from our personal experience and also from our clinical experience as well as research.
Very good. Very good.
And so when you follow this way of life, our patients improve. I just had a patient who lost 30 pounds when he was working with me, and I reduced the swelling in his leg, and I helped him with his diet, and we reduced the swelling exponentially, and then he had lost 30 pounds.
Wow. That's the one. I'm sorry you're going through this, but it's nice when a person, because I know I've been a patient before, and when I've talked to different doctors and they've gone through what I've gone through, it's so much nicer because, they really know what they're talking about. They experienced it. And what they're saying is the truth. So it's really nice to know that you can relate to all the people who are going through this.
Absolutely. And I'm passionate about it and always looking for more information and what we can do. I mean, we've just, we'll have to write another book because we're gathering so much more information all the time. One of the other things that's very, very important for patients – with lymphedema and with lipedema is to really take care of the gut. And, you know, so many people get bloating and they get endotoxins in their body and they get gas and irritation and the food can really affect them. And so they can get gut dysbiosis and these endotoxins. And the foods that we eat can really, really help with the microbiome in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
And that, because when that microbiome is out, inflammation will occur some more. And with lipedema and lymphedema, we are concerned with inflammation. And so we want to eat foods that will actually help with that inflammatory condition. And eating inulin foods and prebiotics, as well as probiotics, can be very, very helpful for that.
This is just so fascinating. I've never even heard of this before. How long have we known about these two conditions?
Oh, many, many, many years, 60 years, 70 years.
Oh, wow.
Many years. And the treatment has been done in Europe for over 70 years. The treatment that we do, which is called complex decongestive therapy. And what we've done, the authors, we have taken the complex decongestive therapy and added another dimension where we've added diet and the supplements and the minerals to support the body. And this was a missing link. And our book is being sold actually all over the world now. And I was just recently at a lymphedema conference, and many therapists came up to me and said, this is fantastic. We've given a copy to all the doctors in our facility, to the physical therapists, because this was so needed. It was just not known.
Yeah, boy, you involved
before.
It in great work. Now, yeah. You say your mileage may vary. What does that mean?
I'm sorry.
Your mileage may vary.
I don't know. I'm sorry, did I say that?
Yes. Well, I'm looking at my notes under the nutrition.
Yes.
And it mentions that you always say that your mileage may vary. I don't know what that means.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. I don't know what that means. But, you know, everybody is different. There's certain foods, even within our diet, that maybe, you know, people shouldn't have.
Yeah,
so
that's probably what you mean.
Yeah, we individualize according to the person. And so we have a list of foods that should be eaten primarily and some foods that should be eaten in limited quantities and some that should be rarely or never eaten.
Oh, I see. How does gluten affect people with lipedema or lymphedema?
Gluten is very bad for the microbiome that I was speaking to you about, and many, many people are gluten sensitive. If they are gluten intolerant, then they would have a disease called celiac.
Yes.
But I'm not even talking about celiac. There are thousands of people who are gluten sensitive and don't even realize it, and that is because the wheat is completely different to how wheat used to be. It's been hybridized, and then it's been genetically modified, and so it doesn't get processed properly. And so what it does, it causes this inflammation in the gut, and then it can cause something called leaky gut, where it goes through the small intestine and into the bloodstream, and this can create inflammation in the body. Because the gut is, as I mentioned before, very, very, very important. And the gluten is a mixture of proteins that provides glue to make dough, elastic. And so when you have that, I always tell my clients it's like eating, when we were in school, those of us who are a bit older, we would make glue with flour and water.
Yes.
And so because some people cannot digest the gluten and it's so gluey and doughy, it will stick to the intestinal wall as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And then if there's an overgrowth of E. coli, then you get an extra problem with that.
Wow, this is really amazing. I'm just so surprised at what I'm learning today. What about artificial sweeteners like Equal and Sweet and Low?
Artificial sweeteners are really very bad because they destroy the gut microbiome.
Mm-hmm.
And also they send a message as if you're having fruit, sugar, you will still get that message, and you'll still produce all the enzymes and everything from the gut. So we don't want artificial sucralose, aspartame. They contain sugar alcohols, and they can trigger digestive problems.
Oh, I was wondering about that. So I'm diabetic, and I tend to use those types of things. I was wondering about it.
Yeah, that we don't want those. And some of them have got, you know, ingredients in that actually help, that actually affect the brain.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that.
Yeah. The one that is really okay is stevia. Stevia is natural.
Oh, and that, what is that called again?
Stevia.
Oh, I know what that is,
yeah. Stevia. But all those others, we call them non-nutritive sweeteners, the artificial sweeteners, you know, the aspartame, it can be neurotoxic.
So a person with both these, one or the other condition, should they just use regular sugar when it comes to
regular sugar in tiny amounts is better than all of these artificial sweeteners. But in some cases, like with diabetes, you don't want to have the sugar.
Right.
So stevia is a something to substitute. You can also get yourself used to not having anything, or have a little bit of honey, a little bit of raw honey. So, but the sweeteners actually affect the gut microbiomes, and then they can induce obesity and glucose intolerance by affecting these gut microbiomes.
Oh, I see.
The microbes, yeah.
Well, you really know your topic. This is fascinating. Now,
and then on the other side, having fermented foods can be very, very helpful. To have probiotics to help to digest your food properly. So that would be kefir, or sauerkraut, tempeh, miso, pickles. Those are very good to help with the gut microbiome.
I was just on the phone yesterday with a friend of mine, Bernard, and he was talking about fermented things helping the stomach.
Yeah.
He was talking about pickled plums.
Yes, that's wonderful. Those are umeboshi plums that macrobiotics use. Yes.
Yeah.
The macrobiotics do have that.
Yeah, one time I had a little too much to drink at a party and felt sick the next day. And he told me to eat a couple of those, let them sit in my cheek and slowly let it dissolve those pickled plums. And it really worked. I felt so much better.
Wonderful. That's great.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. Now, how about vitamins and supplements, those types of things? Do they help in a condition like this?
They absolutely do. There are many supplements that we recommend in our book. We like selenium. Selenium is actually a mineral, and it helps protect against oxidative cell damage. And there have been some clinical trials showing that it actually will help with lymphedema. You can also have Brazil nuts. So if you have 3 Brazil nuts a day, you will get the dosage that you need of selenium, because you only have it in micrograms. So we usually take between 400 and 600 micrograms a day of selenium. The other thing is omega-3 fatty acids, because those are anti-inflammatory, and you would get that from fish oil or any supplements that are high in DHA and EPA. Krill oil can give that as well. And then another supplement that we mention in our book that I work with all of my patients with is butcher broom. And broom is, you can get it as a powdered extract. It's from a plant. And what it does, it increases the fluid movement within the lymph vessels and also helps with the pumping action of the lymphatics. And there have been studies done with that. So it helps with the lymphatic flow and also has an anti-inflammatory property to it.
Oh, wow. I'm just looking at the cover of your book is such a pretty cover.
Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, beautiful.
I know, we're so proud. The other supplement that we found to be wonderful is L-arginine, and L-arginine is actually an amino acid.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does, it helps with lymphedema and lipedema by increasing nitric oxide, and it helps the vessels, the lymphatic vessels, the strength of them. So we give them L-arginine about 9 grams a day.
Wow, this is really great. And the book is called Lymphedema and Lipedema Nutrition Guide.
Yes.
Foods, vitamins, minerals, and supplements. Now, where can we find your book? I'm sure it's on Amazon.
It is on Amazon. And actually, I just emailed my cousin who has lymphedema, and she's in Canada, and I sent her a link because it's on Amazon as well in Canada.
Oh, terrific.
And you can also go to lymphnotes.com, and you can order from them as well.
Oh,
from
that's
Chuck
wonderful.
Pettis. Yes.
Now, what I want to know is, what will people find surprising when they read your book?
Well, the feedback that we're getting is, this is unbelievable. This is fantastic. I think
yes.
They'll find it surprising that this is not a diet. There are so many wonderful rainbow foods that you can eat, and you can still enjoy your life and enjoy your food. I love cooking. I'm a great cook, and I only eat these anti-inflammatory foods. So I think that's what people will be really surprised about. We also have a shopping guide, and we have pictures. I think some people have looked at the pictures in the book and said, oh, my goodness, I recognize myself.
Yes. Yeah, because one thing about food, I love pretty food. It could taste good and all that, but for some reason, if I see a beautiful plate of food, it just makes me want to enjoy it even more.
Right, and so I love coming to my house because it's always so delicious, but it's always very healthy. In our book, we also have one of the chapters on practical tips. You know, stop eating animal products. How much fat should I eat? Must I give up bread? Do I have to cook? And so we really answer everything that people would want to know.
Oh, great. So I think you said this earlier, but these recipes and things, are they pretty tasty?
Of course.
Oh, wonderful.
Absolutely delicious.
Oh, wonderful.
You know, we've got to create the life we want, like
yes.
you, that's what you want to do, right?
Yes.
And so whether you have lymphedema or lipedema, mm-hmm. you need to create that life and have all these beautiful foods in your life and do everything that you can to improve the condition and to make sure that you don't get worse. And I work with all of my clients with manual lymph drainage, which is a specific medical massage to help decongest the tissue and help with the inflammation. But as we say in our book, it's a combination. It's an integrative approach. And we have a whole section also on psychology and how to deal with this difficult condition. Because life can be difficult for people sometimes, and we need support.
Yes, I'm so glad you said that. That was my next concern, to touch that part of it as well. Because I can only imagine what a person goes through, going through something like this, and your body
yes.
changing. Yeah, that's got to be hard.
It can be very, very difficult. And so we are there to help and support and coach and guide the patients so that they can feel much better and get on with their life. Because left, if it's neglected, they can't walk very well anymore, then they have to have a walker, will have to stop some of their daily activities.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really love people to get in the water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's good for it as well?
Pool classes, yes. Yoga, pool classes, that's a really good thing for people to do as well.
Wow.
And then they primarily should eat anti-inflammatory foods and very, very rarely or never, grain products with all the gluten and the gluten-free substitutes. Oh, my goodness, those are not good. They've got potato starch and tapioca, and they've got a lot of sugar, and they actually are inflammatory. And they should avoid fried foods and processed foods, soy-based foods preferably, and avoiding sugary snacks, sugary sweeteners,
mm-hmm.
and condiments, like chutney, jams, and jellies. and absolutely to avoid sodas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is a complete lifestyle change.
It is. It is. But, you know, when you go through this and you read the book and see, and we do provide a shopping guide. And so when you have the shopping guide, then you know exactly what to buy.
You know, and I like that. You're really helping the reader, because it's scary enough when you realize you have this condition. And then you got to think of changing foods and buying certain things. And because I know even, I mean, it's different, but when I had changed my diet for diabetes, I was so lost and so scared. It's
right.
Different now because, you know, over time you start learning things, but I can only imagine what someone would go through.
Right, and then you find that when you eat the foods that are correct for you,
mm-hmm.
you feel much better. And when you eat something that you know you shouldn't have, you pay for it,
right?
And then that motivates you to continue eating the foods
mm-hmm.
that you should be eating.
Wow. Well, I wanted to say thank you so much. Our time is up so fast, wasn't it?
Very quick, too fast.
But I really enjoy it. First of all, you have a wonderful personality. I love your voice.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just so happy you guys all got together and put together a book like this for people dealing
yes.
with this.
And I just want to encourage everybody out there who does have a fat disorder or who thinks they may have a fat disorder or have lymphedema, there really, really is something that can be done,
mm-hmm.
and the book is a start. Absolutely.
Yes, that's wonderful. Well, thank you so much again.
And thank you very, very much, and continue doing all the wonderful work that you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much. You've been listening to It's All About You, the radio program that is celebrating life, prosperity, and unlimited potential. I'm your host, Darian Marshall, and my guest today was Linda Ann Kahn. And she's co-author of the very fabulous book. Would you give me the title? I just love the way you say it.
Yes, it's called Lymphedema and Lipedema Nutrition Guide, Foods, Vitamins, Minerals, and Supplements.
Oh, terrific. Thank you so much. And I look forward to being with you all next week. And have a good day, and so it is.